It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment, food, topics, automotive topics, relationship. It's all here now from BelowTopSecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. It's great to have you with us. And, of course, we hope that you had a great 4th of July. Doc, how was yours?
Oh, you know, it was actually pretty exciting. And I have some big news for all of our BTS Mix listeners and for you too, Mr. Spencer. This past Thursday, July 3rd, I was married to my beautiful wife, Kristen.
Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you, thank you. We did the whole elopement thing. We're married in City Hall here in Manhattan, and it was really, really lovely. We had a great time and a really nice weekend.
Oh, great. So did you make it up to the Hamptons this weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was great. We went boating and had lobster and steak and did the whole nine yards, and I got to drive a Maserati, which was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Oh, that's cool. Whoa. Congratulations, Doc. That's great news.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Well, mine wasn't nearly as eventful as that. Just kind of stayed around the house, did a little bit of yard work, and cooked out. And that was it. Just kind of had a very nice, relaxing staycation instead of a vacation.
Well, sometimes those are the best.
Especially with gas prices the way they are. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the general news forum. Pregnant man gives birth to a baby girl. This is posted by Zameless. I'm Zameless. No, that was just wrong. And posted from Sky.com. Thomas Beatty, who lives as a male after undergoing surgery and hormone treatment, gave birth at a hospital in Oregon on June 29th, according to People magazine. So, a couple of contradictions maybe here, Doc, with this news story?
Well, of course, you know, you all remember this guy or girl, I guess. This is an actual woman who's undergone, that's right, hormonal treatments to become officially a man. And he or she became pregnant a few months ago and now has given birth to a baby girl. So, you know, the headlines have been somewhat misleading, but this was initially a woman who decided to become a man and has since given birth. And we, of course, can debate the ethical questions of that till the cows come home. But, you know, a baby girl has been brought into this world, so we say hello.
It's your body. You want to do what you want to do with it? That's fine. You're a woman. You want to become a man? Fine. That's your business. You're a man. You want to become a woman? Hey, that's your business. Not my cup of tea, but hey, you want to do that? That's fine. But the papers kind of sensationalized this thing and said, well, a man gave birth. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, no, no. The plumbing was already intact. Hormone treatments and then, you know, the operation. So it's a bigger deal than I think most people are making it out to be.
No, I absolutely agree. I mean, it sounds like, you know, this modern miracle that has occurred. You know, a man was just sitting there one afternoon and had a little morning sickness and decided maybe to go checked out at the doctor. And the doctor says, you have a problem, sir. You're actually the first man ever in this world to be pregnant. So congratulations.
Yeah.
And the headlines sometimes make it look like, oh, well, we've never seen a pregnant man before. So let's, you know, sensationalize this like we like to sensationalize everything else in the world. And in our next topic here, we're in the general chit-chat forum, and Access Denied has a question for the men here of ATS and BTS. And Access Denied wants to know, since I personally consider the members of the site to be more intelligent than average, I may be targeting the wrong demographic here, but please indulge my curiosity, and ladies, feel free to post your thoughts as well on this question. Do men feel intimidated in a relationship with a smart and or successful woman? Yes, I really wish to know this. Do you want an intelligent conversation with your girl, or are you just wanting someone to cook and clean and sleep with you? A few studies to consider, and there's a few links here to ABC News, to Women's News, and to FuturePundit.com. So make sure, you know, you go in and check those out to add to the discussion. And, you know, this brings up a really interesting question. Spencer, what are your thoughts on this? I assume, you know, I've spoken to your wife several occasions, and she certainly seems like a very intelligent person. So, well, I mean, except for, you know, going out with you. But,
thank you. Thank you for that. I was wondering when that was coming. Yes, she is. She's very intelligent and just a super neat lady. And being on kind of the same level there, she's probably a little bit smarter than me. But the fact is that it's nice to be able to carry on a conversation as you get older and you spend more time together. We share your interest and be able to talk about something other than party trays. So, no, I think it's incredibly wonderful to have somebody that is smart or smarter than you or successful or more successful than you. I think today it's okay. I think that if a man finds a woman that is intelligent, wow, that's a great find. If he finds a woman who's successful and intelligent, wow, a great find. You know, some guys go, wow, she's got big boobs. That's a great find. Okay, well, you know, you're right where you need to be there, buddy. But no, for me, great looks and the whole package, hey, it's all good. I like it.
Well, you know, it's the old adage, I guess, of the, you know, high school quarterback marries the lead cheerleader or whatever. And, you know, they get together and they get married for about 10 years or so and everything's fine because they're all still hot and they all like each other and blah, 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 blah. But the conversation starts to die out. And, you know, sex will only take a relationship so far.
And somebody gets fat. And then it's over.
That's right. You know, somebody goes a little bald. They get a little pot belly. They get a little weight around the hips or whatever. And all of a sudden, you have nothing to talk about. And you have no common interests. You don't even like each other. So, you know, I guess if you're into the whole short-term thing, you know, you can be shallow and go for the idiots and, you know, just kind of be selfish and do whatever you need to do. On the other hand, though, you know, if you're looking to be in a long-term relationship with somebody, you know, eventually get married, have children, settle down, raise a family, you know, you obviously want someone who's going to keep you stimulated, and I can fortunately say that about my new wife now, and very excited, and you know, she keeps me on my toes, and that's what I am interested in, and you know, of course she's gorgeous, and of course I love her to death, and you know, so yeah.
Yeah, we love her too. Even if she did marry you.
Well, not everyone's perfect.
On the other side of the fence, though, you have to read the reply from Jedi Miller, who likes his women dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And then the reply immediately after that from Access Denied. We won't go into that right now. We don't have that much time. We have a lot of topics to cover. But oh, it's well worth the read and very funny. So please feel free to jump into this forum. It is General Chit Chat, a question for ATS BTS men.
Yeah, and moving right along, this is a forum that we don't normally get into. We touch into it occasionally. And in fact, there are a few threads on this episode that I feel like, sometimes I feel like we neglect some of the forums around here. And we want to give all of the forums their due because they're all wonderful in their own special way. This is the video games forum, and we dabble in here from time to time. And this is posted by Outrider. It says, get it through your skull. Games can't cheat. And he posts in, okay, I was playing StarCraft on Battle.net, which I have no idea what that is, but it sounds like a good time. In under 5 minutes, a player was overrun by Zerglings. And again, I don't know what Zerglings are, but you get the gist of this. And before he left, he said this, damn cheating computers, stupid cheating computers, I'm never playing again. So I hunted him down and I told him that computers can't cheat. And in response, I got a rather nasty reply. I can't say that I was in it, but it was quite bad. So here I am saying to all you gamers who lose at a game, games can't cheat. The problem is you, not the game. Either you suck at the game or you have the difficulty set way too high. Don't blame the game if it's your error. And when I read this post initially, I thought of my my younger years. I used to have a really bad temper playing video games, and some friends of mine used to play the game Risk, which was on the computer. They, you know, had software to play Risk, and I'd be sitting there and I'd be trying to, you know, go into the Urals through Istanbul or Constantinople or whatever they were calling it on the game, and I would have like 87 armies and going up against 13 armies, and sure enough, man, I'd get whittled down to nothing and get my butt kicked, and I couldn't help but think that computer was somehow after me and trying to cheat and make me lose when I certainly had the advantage.
Well, there's got to be something in the protocol. There's got to be something in the software that goes, oh, this guy's doing too good. Let's kick his butt. And you know, here, Outrider, let me tell you, video games can cheat. They can too. They can too. And so do a lot of people. A lot of people agree with me, especially on Call of Duty. Now, I'm sitting here playing this game, okay? And I had a little latency. I had a little, you know, a little glitch in my stuff. But when a guy just kind of aims in your general direction and kills you, that's not right. I don't care who you are. That's the game cheating you. Or it's a player's got a hack. Cause I don't suck that bad. I don't think. And then again, you know, I was looking at my kill ratio, Doc, and I get killed like over twice, is like 250% of what I kill. So if I get like four kills, then I have I get killed 10 times to get those 4 kills. That's not good, is it?
Well, you know, it's good and it's bad. It's not obviously good in the sense that you're getting killed so much and not doing as much killing as you are getting killed. But at the same point in time, you can also rest in solace and know that probably the people who are killing you a whole bunch of times probably spend a whole bunch of time on that video game system. Yeah, probably. You know, there are these people who spend, you know, 10, 12 hours a day on there. And, man, I mean, good for you. If you've got that much time to spend with video games, I bless you, and I'm very envious. But for the rest of us who have busy lives and don't have time, you know, I spend maybe about an hour, maybe two a week on video games if I'm lucky. And, you know, I just don't have the time to become that good. And I kind of made a little rule inside of my head that if I ever did get that good, I've got way too much time on my hands and I need to figure out something else to do with it.
Well, you know, if you get really good, though, playing Call of Duty, you can, like, apply at Blackwater. I think that's part of their, like, you know, resume thing. Yeah, you can put on there, okay, Call of Duty, played 5,000 hours, have like a one-to-one kill ratio, and either that or, you know, you can be a security guard at your local bank, maybe. I don't know. there is a job out there for you, probably not many, because you play video games all the time, and I'm just being this way and being cranky because you kick my butt all the time on the and then you trash talk me. Oh, you little thugs. Anyway, I digress. Let's jump to Foofstar, who writes, play Call of Duty 4 online against good players with the PAM4 mod if you want to improve. It removes all the perks and the lame weapons such as claymores, P90s, the RPGs, etc. Once you get good enough and have a 1-to-1 kill death ratio, you'll blitz the single player. I finished it on Veteran without dying simply because I got used to the guns, the game mechanics, priming nades, and the use of cover. Well, yay. I'm going to have to try that, but more than likely the game will still kick my butt and cheat.
That sounded like Swahili to me. I had no idea what any of that meant, but it sounded like good sound advice.
So, Doc, what would you do for a tank of gas, buddy?
Well, that's a real good question, and there's a very interesting thread here in the forum, and we'll hit that right up after the break. We'll
Yeah, hit that. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was wrong.
If that's any indication of what is to come. And also, we'll be announcing the winners to our Las Vegas trip towards the end of the episode here, so please stay tuned.
We'll have more of the BTS Mix Show right after this.
Hey everyone, Doc Hancock from the BTS Mix Show here.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. We have a lot of fun goofing around on the BTS Mix Show, but when we want to go way above and get some great programming variety, there's only one place to go, and that's our sister shows here at the Above Network.
That's right, Spencer. And when I need some serious mental stimulation, Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous over at the ATS Mix Show will drop some serious knowledge on you about anything from what's happening now in the news to cutting-edge conspiracy theories to whether or not we're alone in the universe. I know that Johnny and Dave will have insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their fields.
Got politics? I tune into the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Need the real scoop about what's going on in Washington? Justin and Martin are here to make sure that none of these folks pull anything over on you, and they keep us up to date with current member discussions, member interviews, and interviews with noted politicians and authors. For politics, Martin and Justin are the guys to turn to.
So come on over and deny boredom with us at the BTS Mix Show, featuring Spencer Tracy and me, Doc Hancock.
Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous.
And deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case.
Be part of the revolution. Above Network LLC.
So you're doing exactly what you were born to do.
All right, welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy with my partner, Doc Hancock. And Doc, what would you do for a tank of gas? Would you sell your body for a tank of gasoline?
Well, I don't know, man. If the prices get any higher, you might have to consider it. I've never really pondered becoming a male gigolo, but with gas prices the way they are, you know, you might want to give it some thought.
Gigolo, with jiggle being the operative word there, because that's kind of what I do now? Yeah. That's wrong.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, this was posted in the Breaking General News Forum, Doc. Woman exchanges sex for gasoline. A Kentucky woman was arrested Friday on suspicion of selling her body for a $100 gas card. Oh my gosh. This was posted by Leo Strauss, and he says, fill her up!
Yeah, this one kind of lends itself to all sorts of bad puns and jokes, doesn't it?
Maybe just business was just slow, and she decided to take a different form of currency. Maybe this is something she'd done before, obviously, and decided payment instead of the dollar falling. How about a $100 gas card? That's actually worth something.
Well, hey, man, hookers and prostitutes have to drive around, too. You know, don't forget that they have to still spend, you know, $4.41 at the gas pump, and that's got to cut into their revenue, these high gas prices and oil at $145 a barrel. So, you know, I mean, certainly it's a creative way to get gas, and whether she is a full-time prostitute or just a gas prostitute, you know, whenever she needs to fill up the tank, so to speak, you know, hey, I guess whatever you got to do to get from point A to point B, right?
That's just but it's just wrong. Oh my gosh, aren't you worth more than a gallon of gas? Have we become so devalued? Have we devalued ourselves so much that we worry so much about gas prices that we'll do anything, that we place so much value on this little tank of petrol that we'll do anything, including sell our bodies? I don't know. That's disturbing. Maybe this person has done this before, and like I said, they just wanted a different currency, but it's just, it feels like we're already selling our souls to the oil companies.
Well, or maybe it's just a really genius way to protest something. You know, if it hits the news headlines, as this has, that this woman has literally reached the point of desperation with gas prices, that she's selling sex to fill up her gas tank, well, maybe that's a beautiful protest in a way of saying, hey, you know, world, look at this. Things have gotten so bad that we now have to resort to prostitution to buy gas. We need to come up with some sort of alternative. I don't know that I'm going to give her that much credit, but it's a, you know, it's an optimistic thought.
well, you know, everybody's doing some screwing here. She's, you know, for the gas card, Congress screwing us, the administration screwing us, oil companies screwing us. I mean, there's a lot of screwing going on here. We'll now clean up the show and jump to the next topic, which is in literature, going to the bookstore, give me your best. It's posted by Bacher. Am I saying that right? Bacher? I'm not sure.
Possibly. B-A-C-H-R-K. So we'll get creative with that and just go, B-A-C-H-R-K. Good bless you.
Yeah, it's a Klingon name. B-A-C-H-R-K. Okay, whatever. So anyway, going to the bookstore, give me your best. I'm heading to the bookstore, and I'm going to look for a good book. Any suggestions? I recently read Hunt for the Skinwalker, which is a great book, by the way, and very intriguing. The Brain, the Owner's Manual. I like fiction and nonfiction science topics as well. Love creepy stuff, especially if it has some truth to it. Help me, please. Thanks, Rachel. All right, let's just call you Rachel. I think I posted this in the wrong form as usual. Anyone in Memphis, Tennessee area here?
Maybe looking for a date at the old Barnes & Noble there.
There you go. Could you buy me a latte because I can't afford it? I had to put gas in my car. Okay. So any advice here, Doc?
Well, you know, my favorite book of all time is Where the Wild Things Are because it's got very few words and lots of pictures. But in all honesty, my favorite book is Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. Changed my life, and I highly recommend it to anybody who's looking for a good read.
Wow. Okay. I like research books. Does that make... Yeah, I'm weird like that. I can research things. I'll pull up informational things, read about history. I love history and politics, too. But some of the ones that struck me, and they're years old, and I don't even know if they're still in print. One of them was called Lucifer's Hammer, which dealt with a comet striking the Earth. But this is back like late 70s, early 80s that this one came out. And then there was another one, another series of books that I loved. I don't even know if they're in print anymore, called Thieves' World. Love those. Those were great. And then there was another one about time travel and the Byzantine area. And I can't remember who wrote it. If somebody wants to post on that and remind me, but I thought that was a very intriguing book, and it dealt with, you know, the grandfather paradox, that if you go back and kill someone, your grandfather, you wouldn't be born, but how would you be born? It's a paradox, but it delves into the mysteries of time travel and the paradoxes and things like that in kind of a creative way. So those are three that, you know, you might want to look at.
Dr. Evil says, I love Brian Lumley, a Necroscope series and offshoots, and gives a link to that. And a lot of people wrote in. Alora writes in and says, Perverted Realities. It's a little sci-fi horror and fantasy, a little humor thrown in for good measure. It's a short read, but I really liked it. Plus, I heard it is a series, and the second series is coming out in the autumn. So, you know, if you want to get into a series of books, that's a good way to go as well.
Okay. So if you have a suggestion of a book that would be great, fiction, nonfiction, even a technical manual, posted in this form. It's under literature, and going to the bookstore, Give me your best.
And we're moving right along into the general chit-chat forum here. And I read the title to this thread and thought, this is my kind of thread because this happens to me all the time. This is posted by Komodo, and the thread's titled, Disappearing and Reappearing House Items. Anyone else has this problem? And it says, I know I'm not the only one to have this problem because I've seen a video on YouTube that some guy back east had set his drill down behind him on the stairs to fix a water damage panel in the basement. 2 minutes later, it wasn't there. It was upstairs sitting on a desk dismantled. Just his friend and him were in the house. Anyway, starting out about a year ago, our household has gone through the same type of thing going on as well. I walked over to the PS2 in my living room to play GT4, which I believe is, what is it, Gran Turismo 4, I think that is, and I didn't see my memory card in the console. I asked my 15-year-old grandson if he borrowed it, and the conversation goes a little like this. I say, son, did you use my memory card? If so, can I have it back? And the grandson says, no, I didn't use it. Put it back on the top of the console because I wanted my memory card. And they found out, you know, that they didn't know where the memory card was, and it had appeared somewhere else that none of them knew that it was going to be. So either a couple of things are going on here. Someone isn't being honest, or you have some sort of paranormal activity going on inside of the house, you know, where you, like the gentleman said, a guy thought he put a drill down behind him, and all of a sudden he goes back upstairs, finds it on the kitchen cabinet, and it's all dismantled. So how do you explain that? I mean, he clearly didn't put it up there. Is someone playing a prank on him? Or is it something a little bit more paranormal and a little bit more spooky? I'm just an idiot and a dumbass, and I always leave stuff and can't remember where I put it all. Yeah, I never... Every time I lose something, I say to myself, I'm going to put this in this spot, and I will now forever, this spot will be known as the place that I put my screwdriver or whatever I'm putting down. And sure enough, I go to look for it again. I can't remember where that spot was, or I put it somewhere else, and it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, and you know, this happens to everybody, but you know, he goes on and Komodo details like this happening at work and then other places. And, you know, it sounds like he's around. Now, here we're going. I'm going to jump into ghost hunters right now. If you've got EMF fields around and they're high EMF fields, maybe it's affecting your perception. Maybe it's affecting your memory. Maybe you do have some paranormal activity. I don't know if they'd follow you around and go to work with you, but, you know, you never know. But, you know, if you're working in a high EF environment, because I'm sensitive to that, I even carry a magnet around in my back pocket. I went and got checked to see if I was sensitive to EMF, and I am. So I have to keep all the equipment and hard drives and screens and laptops and computers and everything from affecting me. I have to put a little magnet in my back pocket, and it seems to keep my energy field from being. And this is, it'll get weird, folks. It'll get weirder as we continue to talk. Keeps my energy field from being destabilized by all the EMF readings. So if that made sense to you, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, let's put it this way. I have an allergy to toasters.
So keep your toasters away from Spencer. Or, Spencer, it could be what you know posts in. It says two words, underpant gnomes. Maybe you have some underpant gnomes that are messing with your aura and your electromagnetic field. And you should get those checked out, too. I mean, I had a real bad case of underpant gnomes a few months ago. Got them checked out, a little penicillin, a little baby powder, and they just go right away. So, you know, look into that
really?
As well. Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's a serious situation here. Actually, it's an episode of South Park, and there may very well be underpant gnomes somewhere, but I've never heard or seen of them, but it's always funny.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell my wife next time. She goes, where did this come from? Well, see, the underpant gnomes have a motorcycle, and they rev it up and leave streak marks in my shorts. No.
Riding around on little...
No, I'm kidding. I don't do that. No.
Damn you underpant gnomes riding around in your little brown dirt bikes in my underwear.
Yeah, well, that explains the muffled boom, 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 boom in my pants. So, if you'd like to post or if this is something that you have experienced, go to the general chit chat, disappearing and reappearing house items. Anyone else have this problem? And there's some good posts here. You sure don't want to miss that. Speaking of underpant gnomes, Bush stimulates the porn industry. Anybody got their stimulus check? Guess what we're spending it on? This is in the Breaking General News Forum. Bush stimulates the porn industry with his economic package. Boy, lots of jokes here about packages and stimulation in the porn industry. This is hysterical. It's posted by Animal. Now, obviously, this is more of a statement of what U.S. citizens are into, but it's still quite amusing that Bush's plan for stimulating the economy ended up being such a boon to the porn industry. I somehow doubt that the White House saw this one coming down the line, and the original news story said that porn sites and pornography sites are up 20% to 30%. I don't know if that would be the stimulus package. It may just be that people need an outlet for stress because of the economy and high gas prices. And damn, you just can't get a good set of tomatoes anywhere.
Isn't that the truth? And I, you know, again, I saw the title of this thread and I thought, man, isn't that ironic? And never in a million years with this White House or in this administration, you know, they're hoping everybody goes out to the shopping mall and buys clothes and, you know, puts a down payment on a car or helps put a down payment on a house, you know, stimulate the economy. If they would have thought for one second that a direct result, when everything else is going to hell, the housing market, the credit crunch, the, you know, gas prices are going through the roof, and people are spending their stimulus package on porn, man, would I give $1 million to sit there and look at their faces when they receive that information coming across the White House wires. That would crack me up.
Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. It's the least the government can do for you. And when I say it's the least that they can do for you, I really mean that's probably the least they could do for you. So what are you going to spend your stimulus check on, Mr. Doc? You don't mind me asking.
No, not at all. Well, you know, I am going to Las Vegas at the end of the month, so I thought I'd bring a little of that coin with me there. Test my luck, perhaps, at the roulette wheel or at the poker table. I am a big Texas Hold'em fan. And,
really?
You know, test my luck there, so see what we can do with that. Maybe make it maybe double or triple it or quadruple it, hopefully, if everything goes well, although I won't hold my breath on that one.
You know, that's a great idea, because I've been to Vegas, and I've gone to that Harley shop they have in Las Vegas, and you can rent a Harley Davidson for the weekend, and that would be fun. Except here's some advice that I've learned, being the whitest man in America and a person who will sunburn in 5 minutes. You probably want to do that ride down to Hoover Dam early in the morning and then ride to the mountains in the afternoon. Don't ever do the afternoon ride to the dam, because that's like driving into hell. It is like there is nothing green, because nothing can survive that desert environment in that heat and that part of the day. It really is. It is just like driving into a lava field. So, yeah, even by the time I was getting the motorcycle back, even the motorcycle was pissed at me going, ding, 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 ding. Okay, yeah, thanks. So, yeah, it was intense. But that's an option. There's also another option in Las Vegas, Doc, which is there are topless women who will hand you automatic weapons and let them shoot. Let you shoot them on the range, not the women. They'll let you shoot the weapons on the range at targets. What do you think about that?
Huh? Get out of here. You're lying. There's no such thing.
True story. True story. Never been there. Never done that. But there is such a thing there.
I'm going. Forget everything else. Forget Texas Hold'em, the roulette wheel, and Harley Davidsons. I'm going to the shooting range. That's where I'm going. That sounds like the coolest, raddest, most ninja thing anyone could ever do. So I'm there. I'm totally there.
Yeah, honey, could you shoot that for me for just a sec? Yeah, got quite a kick on that. Yeah, shoot it again for me. Now, okay. Next topic. Well, we'll hit that in just a second. So, and I'll give you a taste of it. Would you say Superman is a manly guy, or is Superman a pansy?
That and much more coming up next on the BTS Mix.
Are you ready for a close encounter of the tinfoil kind and want to do some collaborative writing with some of the most intelligent people on planet Earth? Then go to our board home at AboveTopSecret.com and find tinwiki.org in the Conspiracy Theory Discussion Forum area. TinWiki is an online encyclopedia where members can create new pages and where every page can be edited by anyone reading the page and wanting to improve it. The TinWiki Encyclopedia is for a specific type of topics only, such as conspiracy theories, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal phenomena, mythological creatures, lost civilizations, and life on other planets, just to name a few. So join thousands of other ATS members in creating an encyclopedia of AboveTopSecret.com articles that will be viewed by millions of members and guests from around the world. And if you happen to see William Onesack or Optimus, tell them Dave Rabbit sent you.
Big social revolution going on here.
I tell you, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
So, boys, where are we headed?
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And if you've ever sat there and wondered who was a little cooler, either Superman or Batman, well, this is the topic for you. And this comes in from the Smoking Man 2. And, of course, he's got the avatar of the Smoking Man from the X-Files on there. And he writes in, and he's got a pretty firm opinion, Superman is a pansy. And he says, I'm a huge fan. I also like Nightwing, but stopped reading his comic when he became a bad guy, then became a good guy again because that's just stupid. I hate Superman. He sucks. Batman is an Olympic top shape physical condition. I mean, and he had to work for it, whereas Superman just was given his powers. Batman fights crime with his fists, and his enemy are equal, i.e. human, and there's real danger. Superman gets shot and then just walks and takes the gun away. What a wuss. Batman has real weaknesses, guns, knives, explosives. What is Superman's weakness? A rock. How dumb is that? Superman, you suck. So, the Smoking Man, too, certainly has some pretty strong opinions about Superman. And, you know, it does bring up a pretty good topic for debate there.
Oh, it opened up a whole can of worms. Dr. Love posts, so how does all that stuff make Superman a pansy again? Batman can't carry Superman's jock. At least Clark Kent works for a living and isn't any trust fund baby. Ooh.
Oh, and our good friend Lombozo writes in and brings in an entirely new dimension to the debate. Says, I think that Batman's sidekick Robin is a true pansy. What purpose does he serve? To throw out a quick quip every now and again, like, holy mutilated body, Batman, or holy, you look great in those tights, Batman, or holy stinky flatulence, Batman. Yes, indeed, Robin is a true pansy. So, of course, Lombozo always lifting the spirits of the threat a little bit, bringing in a new dimension to it, which is always greatly appreciated.
Oh, I love it. And now, Doc, have you ever logged onto YouTube, and I can't remember who the guy is that posted these, but they were very creative, and he basically took the action figures of DC and Marvel Comics superheroes, and it's called DC, I'm a DC, I'm a Marvel, which was kind of a take on the I'm a PC, I'm a Mac thing, and it's very creative, very good. It actually got Stan Lee to voice some of his character in this little clip. They're great, and if you haven't had a chance to log on to YouTube, do a search for I'm a DC, I'm a Marvel. Those are great, and the debate continues, but it's done in a very creative way. I, myself, have been more of a Batman fan than a Superman fan. He just seemed more realistic to me. I don't know how you'd realistic superheroes, but for me, I've always been a Batman fan, a big, huge Batman fan, and I cannot wait for the movie to hit theaters. I'm just like chomping at the bit. I think that the online sales, they say they've already sold out a lot of the online ticket sales on this movie because the buzz has been so good about the acting of Heath Ledger portraying the Joker in this. And, you know, I think Christian Bale does a great job as Batman, too. I'm not impressed with the Superman series, the new Superman series as much, but I am definitely impressed with the new Batman series.
I totally agree. And the thing I always keep in mind is, you know, it's two truly separate realities for both of them. I mean, if you look at, you know, the first Superman movie, the original with Christopher Reeves and the level of stuff that he saves, I mean, you know, he's reversing time. He's fixing dams. He's making new dams with boulders and doing all these sorts of things, you know, and while Batman is certainly a pretty thrifty superhero, he's certainly not capable of that. And you also have a different level of villains. I mean, you've got Lex Luthor, of course, for Superman, and then you've got a variety of villains for Batman. But again, they're two totally different realities. And I think if you'd like to overextend your imagination, and I think that's what appeals to so many with Superman, because here he can fly on his own, he's bulletproof. I mean, in the new Superman movie, my goodness, he took a bullet straight to the eyeball and it bounced right off, you know, just to indicate that he truly is the Man of Steel. You know, if you want to overextend your imagination, by all means, Superman's the way to go. For those who like to delve into what is physically possible, and I think that's what I like so much about the recent Batman, is that they really showed how this could happen, how a man could train and given the right technology and the right weaponry could ultimately become Batman, which I thought was really cool, and I thought they did a really nice job with that.
So if you have an opinion on this or you'd like to post, hey, feel free to do so in the forum. We'd love to read that one too. All right, time to jump over to world sports, the Wimbledon final, Nadal versus Federer, Any comments on this one, Doc?
Oh, man, you know, I watched the very tail end of it. You know, they got rained out for a little while, and then they jumped back into it. And it was a real, you know, you were at the edge of your seat, man, because they had to go into, you know, kind of overtime and however that's technically referred to in tennis. I'm not a huge tennis fan, so I don't know all the terms. But, you know, I got to say it was really exciting. And Federer has won, I think, the last five Wimbledons and has just been sweeping everything. I mean, nobody could beat this guy. And I never was really a big Federer fan. In fact, I thought he did a great disservice to tennis. I mean, it wasn't like the days back with Agassi and Sampras and those guys who had a lot of character, a lot of charisma. You could feel their excitement. They got the crowd involved with them. Federer just kind of shows up like a tennis machine, and you know, while I certainly appreciate his physical and athletic ability, and he's certainly a talented tennis player, there's no doubt about that, there wasn't any charisma about his game, and he always just seemed very cocky and very stubborn, and whenever he'd win, he'd always kind of give this impression like, well, what did you think was going to happen? Of course I was going to win. I'm Federer. And this Nadal guy, I mean, he was tremendous. You know, when he won, he fell to the ground, and he fists clenched, and you could just tell he was so happy that he won. In fact, he even climbed up the rafters to go hug his family. And I think everybody was like, what is this guy doing? And he climbed up the rafters, and he was walking around. He was waving at everybody, and you could just tell that he was so grateful to achieve this honor. And Wimbledon is certainly, you know, it's questionably and arguably the greatest honor in tennis, and it's the holy grail for anyone who plays tennis. And, you know, to see that level of excitement, to hear the crowd get behind him and really get involved with the game, I thought it was really exciting, and it was certainly an awesome tennis match. And this all coming from Nadal, I believe it was in the third or fourth set, really banged his knee up really bad, and I thought he was in big trouble because all of a sudden Federer just started walking all over him and was really exploiting his knee and everything like that. But man, what a great match, and I got to say, you know, it really got me back into tennis again, so good for them.
Maybe it'll bring some personality back to tennis. I remember when McEnroe was playing, at least, you know, even though the tennis might not have been fantastic, it was at least entertaining. And now I've gotten to the age where I like women's tennis because I think women have such grace on the court, and they're not bad to look at either. But some of the women are just good to look at, and not much past that. And there was some controversy earlier about that. But the Brits now have a reason to boast because I guess they've had the first women champion in over almost 30 years. For the first time at Wimbledon, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, to all of our UK friends for sure. I personally, I love tennis. I think it's a great sport to watch, and I admire the physical and the mental stamina involved. In fact, I played a little tennis this past weekend and realized what a tough sport this is. It's very physical, very athletic, gets you into good shape. It's good exercise. So pick up your tennis rackets, get out, hit a few balls around. It'll be a good time.
And jumping off to the next topic, this thread is in the general forum. You know, the new iPhones are going to be out, the ones that are supposedly cheaper than the original iPhone, and they can do more with GPS and the G3 network and everything like that, which is great, and they're cheaper, which is great, but you can also get these phones for a hefty price and not have to be on the AT&T network, which works well for people who don't want a really, you know, to go with AT&T. They want to pick their own, but you're going to pay a hefty price with one of these new iPhones if you decide not to go with the contract with that phone company.
Yeah, JDN24 writes in and says, here in Australia, the Apple iPhone will be released on July 11th, as it will be here in the States, and I believe it's the same thing in the UK. Customers buying the phone to use on the Optus prepaid network will pay $729 for an 8 gig and $849 for the 16 gig. Otherwise, customers can pay no upfront costs if they are prepared to agree to spend $79 per month over 2 years. And I think the price here in the U.S., I think you can get the new one for $199. I think you can get the 8 gig for $199. Apparently, they're faster, like Spencer said. You know, they got the GPS on them. They're nifty little phones, man. A friend of mine had one I was playing with the other day. And those things are pretty sweet, I got to say.
And they're coming out with some great applications with those, too, so you can do, you know, more with your phone, which is good. They've needed to do that, and now it's nice to see people writing applications for those phones. Some people go, No, they're nice phones. I like mine. Matter of fact, that's what my wife is getting for her birthday. She wanted a new phone, so I'm getting her a new iPhone. Not necessarily thrilled with the network because where we live, they haven't upgraded the network to a G3 network, so it's almost like dial-up when trying to access network functions and things like that. But eventually they will upgrade, and we occasionally make trips to the UK, so it'll be nice to have a phone that you can use over there too and be compatible. But Yeah, it's not going to be, it's a little cheaper, but if you want to go the other route, it's not going to be that cheap. So if you're looking for a new iPhone, they're great phones. I enjoy mine. The network, but enjoy.
Oh, for sure. And we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to have the BTS Mixed Screen Test, and we'll be announcing our winners for the upcoming Vegas trip vacation. So stay tuned.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
In the beginning was a word, and the word was sound.
And welcome back, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And, you know, we're fixing to do the BTS screen test. But first, I want to put a plug in for a great movie. And I'm not talking about Hancock. I'm actually talking about the Pixar movie, WALL-E, which I thought was in, it was a date night for my wife and I. And just laughed throughout the whole thing. Now, I'm seeing a little split between the men and women. Women kind of went, eh. My wife loved it, but I've talked to some other women who said, eh, it was okay. But and then the guys loved it. I mean, it kind of depends on your perception of humor and whatever. But I thought the movie was great. That's one of those ones that I want to own. So that's my little plug for movies this week.
And you know, I haven't seen it yet, and the thing that really intrigues me about it, and I think I read an article about it, is that apparently there's very little dialogue in it, and it really resorts just to pure storytelling, you know, and storytelling through a visual nature, and that really intrigues me, so I'm real excited to get out and see that.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the BTS Mix Screen Test.
And we've got a good one this week, and I think this one's a little bit more difficult. So why don't we call this a 5,000-point BTS point screen test? And it goes a little something like this. This actor started out on the prairie and was virtually raised with a silver spoon. You might feel like you're on the Twilight Zone to see this actor portray so many different kinds of roles, from a drug dealer to a host on ESPN. Ron Howard would be proud. Who is this actor? And that is this week's BTS Mixed Screen Test worth 5,000 points.
And it's now time to announce the winners of our trip to Vegas. And then we're going to have two winners and a runner-up who will receive 20,000 BTS points. Are you ready to announce the winners, Mr. Doc?
I am, and you know, first of all, thanks to everybody who really, you know, contributed some really great stuff. And again, you know, a side note to all of our international listeners, if we could bring everybody, you know we would. You know, Spencer was able to talk to the good folks at the Las Vegas Vacation Authority and really get this great deal. And unfortunately, you know, their rules stipulated only those in the U.S. So again, we apologize, but we are really looking forward to this trip. And of course, we'll try and do something to hook up all of our international listeners in the future. So without further ado, let's announce the winners. Spencer, coming in as first runner-up, who do we have?
We have first runner-up, Wah, who will receive 20,000 BTS points for his great idea. Wah, you were fantastic. Thank you so much for posting.
And of course, Wah, if any of the other two contestants are unable to attend for whatever reason, you of course will be first in line to go. And our two finalists, who will be receiving a free trip to Las Vegas with airfare and hotel accommodations, with $100 in slot machine credits, and also tickets to a show on the Strip, is Odyssey, a contributor here, of course, to BTS and ATS alike, and an old friend of ours, and I believe he was also a runner-up in the Mr. and Mrs. BTS McScreen. The Mr. and Mrs. BTS contest, and so it'll be good to see him. And the big winner, who I really appreciated and thought that he really contributed a great way to promote the BTS Mix Show, is drumroll, Counter-Terrorist, So yay. Counter-Terrorist and Odyssey have both won trips to Las Vegas and, of course, a chance to be on the show here on the BTS Mix Show with myself and, of course, my good friend Spencer Tracy.
Hey, now, don't forget, if you would like to join us in Vegas or plan your own trip to Vegas some other time during the year, It's really easy. And as a matter of fact, you'll get free hotel accommodations. You'll get, for 3 days and two nights, $100 in gambling comp. Basically, the everything the winners get except for airfare. And all you have to do is call this number, 866-962-4412. The number again is 866-962-4412. Our great friends at the Las Vegas Vacation Authority have set this up. Now, we only have a few places left and a few spaces left, so please take advantage of this great offer. If you want to be able to have a great vacation and not spend a lot of money, you can do it in Vegas. That number again, 866-962-4412. Congratulations again to Odyssey and Counterterrorist with first runner-up, WA. Now, again, they have to meet eligibility requirements, so congratulations, guys, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Vegas with us.
Yeah, and we'll of course be in touch with you via U2U very shortly to make sure that you're able to come along with us. And hey, you know, like Spencer said, if you can call the line up, and you know, maybe you can even plan to be out there with us, and we'd love to see you. Of course, we'll hit the slot machines with you. It'd be a good time.
That's right. We'll only take 10% of your winnings. We're easier than the IRS.
That's right. 15% if you want all of your material kept off of YouTube.
Hey, there you go. And that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix Show number 18. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Have a great week, one and all.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.